City of Sacramento, Measure X. 2. Fund library services, including programs for children, teens, and seniors, homework support for students, regular open hours, books, and technology. Shall the parcel tax adopted in 2004 be renewed in 2017-18? Single-family residences currently $31.53 a year, and other properties at specified amounts annually adjusted for inflation, for 10 years, generating approximately $5 million annually, with independent financial audits, to ensure funds are spent only on City of Sacramento libraries. Impartial analysis of Measure X, prepared by Sacramento City Attorney. Measure X has been placed on the ballot by the Sacramento City Council. Measure X, if approved, an XN ordinance that extends for 10 years an annual parcel tax for library services, and removes use restrictions so that the tax revenue could be used for all library services within the City of Sacramento. In 2004, voters approved an annual parcel tax for additional library services. The tax took effect in 2007. The tax is set to expire at the end of fiscal year 2016 to 2017. The City Council has adopted an ordinance to extend the annual parcel tax for library services for 10 years, beginning July 1, 2017. The ordinance is effective only if this Measure X passes. The tax approved by voters in 2004 is for additional library services, which are those over and above the basic library services funded by the city's general fund. The current parcel tax can only be used for those additional services. Measure X, if approved, amends this provision, thus allowing the tax to be used for library services, which would include, without limitation, library programs for children, teens, and seniors, regular open hours at city libraries, library staff, acquisition of books, magazines, newspapers, media, and other library materials, and access to technology at city libraries. The parcel tax would be collected from the owners of all non-exempt properties within the city. The amount of the tax for each land use is set forth in the full text of the measure, as adjusted annually to reflect increases in the consumer price index, not to exceed 3% per year. Measure X, if approved, deletes the life of the tax increase cap of $8 for single-family residences, and proportionally for other properties. Measure X continues the following provisions of the tax measure approved in 2004. Proceeds, less expenses of collection, will be transferred to the Sacramento Public Library Authority, to be expended for the purposes set forth in the measure. With one exception, the city cannot collect the tax in any year during which the city council reduces its general fund budget allocation for library purposes to less than $7.635 million. The exception is if the reduction is not more than the same proportion of reduction imposed on the city's net general fund budget for non-safety departments. The low-income rebate program requirement. Measure X adds a requirement of an annual independent audit of the revenues and expenditures made from the parcel tax. A yes vote is in favor of approving the ordinance extending the parcel tax for 10 years, and removing the restrictions on how the library may spend the tax revenues within the City of Sacramento. A no vote is against approving the ordinance. The ordinance will take effect only if 2/3 of the voters voting on Measure X approve it. James C. Sanchez, City Attorney. Full text of Measure X. Exhibit C, Ordinance Number 2016-0002, adopted by the Sacramento City Council January 19, 2016. An ordinance amending Chapter 3.148 of the Sacramento City Code to extend the parcel tax for library services be it enacted by the Council of the City of Sacramento. Section 1. On November 2, 2004, the voters of the City of Sacramento approved by a two-thirds vote a parcel tax within the City of Sacramento for the purpose of funding additional library services, including children's programs, homework centers, increased hours, new book funding, and technology in branch libraries. The amount of the parcel tax was set at $26.60 per year for single-family residences, and at specified amounts for all other properties, for 10 years beginning with the 2007 to 2008 fiscal year. Rate increases are limited to 3% annually, and not more than $8 total during the life of the tax for single-family residences. The last year of the tax's fiscal year 2016 to 2017. The tax for a single-family residence for fiscal year 2015 to 2016 is $31.53. It is the purpose of this ordinance to extend the existing parcel tax, subject to the same annual adjustment as the existing tax, for 10 years beginning in fiscal year 2017 to 2018. This ordinance takes effect only upon approval by two-thirds of the voters of the City of Sacramento. To stabilize funding for library services and avoid deep service level cuts, this ordinance removes existing restrictions on the parcel tax revenue to allow use for all library services. Section 2. Chapter 3.148 of the Sacramento City Code is amended to read as follows: Chapter 3.148 Parcel Tax for Library Services. 3.148.010 Parcel Tax Imposed. A parcel tax for library services is imposed upon every parcel of real property in the city. Library services include, without limitation, programs for children, teens, and seniors, regular open hours at city libraries, library staff, acquisition of books, magazines, newspapers, media, and other library materials, and access to technology at city libraries. 3.148.020 Tax Rates. The tax rates for fiscal year 2007 to 2008 shall be: residential, single family, $26.60, multifamily, A, $19.95 per unit, units 1 to 4, B, $13.30 per unit, units 5 to 15, C, $6.65 per unit, units over 15. Add A plus B plus C, for total multifamily tax per parcel, condominiums. $19.95 per condominium. Mobile homes, $13.30 per mobile home. Non-residential. Institutional, $119.70 per acre, first 5 acres, $29.83 per acre, acres over 5, professional, $79.80 per acre, first 5 acres, $19.95 per acre, acres over 5, commercial slash industrial and recreational, $39.90 per acre, first 5 acres, $9.98 per acre, acres over 5. Vacant, $9.98 per acre, maximum taxed area per parcel, 5 acres. Miscellaneous vacant, parking lots, airports, cemeteries, and mortuaries. Exempt uses. common area, agriculture, utilities, public agencies, $0. 3.148.030 annual adjustment of tax rates. The tax rates for fiscal year 2007 to 2008 set forth in Section 3.148.020 shall be increased annually in proportion to the increase in the Consumer Price Index, CPI, San Francisco area, all items, most recently available prior to the date of increase, provided, however, that this increase shall not exceed 3% in any year. 3.148.040 collection, by the county. The tax shall be collected on behalf of the city by the county auditor. The city clerk shall file with the county auditor a certified copy of a tax roll, with a request that the taxes be posted to the county roll for general property taxes. This filing shall occur on or before August 1st of the fiscal year in which the taxes are to be collected. The tax shall be collected at the same time and in the same manner and shall be subject to the same late charges and penalties for delinquency as general property taxes and all laws providing for the collection and enforcement of such property taxes shall apply to the collection and enforcement of the tax. After deduction of the collection charges of the county auditor, the net amount of the taxes collected shall be remitted to the city for transfer to the Sacramento Public Library Authority, to be used to provide library services within the city of Sacramento. 3.148.050 parcel tax not to replace general fund contribution. The city's current general fund contribution to library services may not be replaced by the parcel tax. If the city general fund contribution to the Sacramento Public Library Authority is reduced below $7,635,600, the parcel tax shall not be levied, provided, however, that if the reduction to the city general fund contribution is no more than the same proportion of reduction that is imposed on the city's net general fund budget for non-safety departments, which are all operating departments except police and fire, in any year during the 10-year period of the tax, then the tax nonetheless may be levied. The city's net general fund budget for non-safety departments is the total general fund contribution to their operating budgets excluding expenditures that are offset by fees or other non-tax revenues. Following any reduction from the minimum level of $7,635,600 and for the parcel tax to be levied in any subsequent year, the library must receive increases in its city general fund contribution proportional to the increases in the non-safety department's net general fund budgets up to at least the minimum level of $7,635,600. 3.148.060 10-year term. The tax imposed by this chapter ends with fiscal year 2026 to 2027. 3.148.070 low-income rebate. The city manager shall establish a program to rebate any tax imposed by this chapter that is paid with respect to residential property, that is the principal residence of the owner, if the gross household income is 80% or less of the Sacramento County area median income, as published annually by the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Department. 3.148.080 Independent Annual Audit. The proceeds resulting from the parcel tax imposed by this chapter shall be transferred to the Sacramento Public Library Authority and are subject to the same independent annual audit requirements as other Sacramento Public Library Authority revenues. the independent auditor's report, which shall include an accounting of the revenues received and expenditures made from the parcel tax, will be presented annually to the Sacramento Public Library Authority Board and made available for public review. Section 3. This ordinance shall take effect on July 1, 2017, but only if approved by 2/3 of the voters of the City of Sacramento voting in an election held before July 1, 2017. Section 4. Adoption of this ordinance does not affect any administrative or civil prosecutions or proceedings brought or to be brought to enforce the provisions of Chapter 3.148 as they existed prior to the effective date of this ordinance. The provisions of Chapter 3.148, as they exist prior to the effective date of this ordinance, shall continue to be operative and effective with regard to any obligations or acts occurring prior to the effective date of this ordinance. Argument in favor of Measure X. Vote yes on Measure X to maintain library services at all 12 Sacramento City libraries without raising taxes. Measure X extends the existing parcel tax passed in 2004 that provides almost a third of our city library funding. Measure X requires independent yearly audits to ensure that all funds are spent exclusively to maintain services at Sacramento City libraries. People are using their libraries more than ever before. Library card holders have increased along with library program attendance and visits to the library. Measure X is needed to keep up with 3 new libraries, greater demand for online services, and the need to stay open evenings and weekends when working people can use our libraries. Vote yes on Measure X to maintain services for children and teens, including after-school homework assistance and reading programs. Vote yes on Measure X to protect library operating hours and 24/7 online access to library resources. Vote yes to preserve library services for seniors and families who are trying to improve their lives. Vote yes to give people who don't have computers at home access to the Internet. Vote yes to continue to make quality library materials, programs, and services available at all libraries. City of Sacramento residents have always cared about their libraries. Our 12 city libraries improve the quality of life in our neighborhoods. They prepare children to start school ready to read and offer a safe place for children to learn and study. Libraries help job seekers and adult learners, and they provide information and enrichment to people of all ages. To maintain our hours of operation, online access, quality books, and library materials, children's programs, and more, vote yes on Measure X. For more information, visit www.excellentlibraries.org/RichardT.Jennings2, Vice Mayor, City of Sacramento. /Brian Rice, President, Firefighters Local 522. /Anita L. Scurry, Vice President, Friends of the Sacramento Public Library. /Timothy Davis, President, Sacramento Police Officers Association. /Christy Moriaka, PTA President, Genevieve Dedian K8SCUSD. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure X was filed. No argument against Measure X was filed.